You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we're certainly thankful that you're tuned our way. We invite you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will take our broadcast and make it a blessing to you today. We open our broadcast with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, It's a Happy Life.
Men today throughout this land cry for peace on every hand, seeking love and happiness that satisfies. They'll not find it on their own, that is not where they may roam. Only turning to the Lord brings happiness.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life. Walking with Him. Through the heartaches, tears, and pain, man is seeking earthly gain. In this world of sin, true riches can't be found. If we walk with Him each day, He will guide this toilsome way to a wealth of happiness and peace of mind.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, walking with Him.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end. It's a happy life,
it's a happy life,
walking with Him.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this another broadcast service, and we're thankful for each one who has our broadcast service tuned in. We're trusting that you'll take us and you'll take the program and make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. We are truly thankful that it is a happy life living for Christ. And this we desire for all in our congregation and throughout the world. So we pray the Holy Spirit will accompany our broadcast today. We pray that the Spirit of God will be able to encourage hearts, lift souls, and bless hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
You may own many mansions, much silver and much gold. You may have success in life and feel you've reached your goal. But all of this can't save you or satisfy your soul. Unless you've got salvation, my friend, you've missed your goal. You never really lived till you've known the Lord, till you felt His presence, trusting in His Word. Day by day beside Him, as on the path you trod, you never really lived till you've known the Lord. When you get acquainted with Jesus, everything seems new. Things that you once hated are the things you love to do. You'll go to church on Sunday and attend prayer meeting too. It'll make you love your neighbor and all of your enemies too. You never really lived till you've known the Lord, till you felt His presence, trusting in His Word. day by day beside him, as on the path you trod, you never really live till you've known the Lord.
Our subject for this broadcast, life. And our text of scripture is found in St. John, chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. We understand that the thief that Jesus is talking about in this passage of Scripture to be the one that we call the devil or Satan. And he says this thief comes for the only purpose of stealing, of killing, and of destroying. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Literally speaking, life is animate existence, or distinguished from dead matter, conscious existence with the powers derived from it, according to Cruden's Concordance, and according to Nelson's Illustrated Bible Dictionary, life in the physical terms, life is the time between birth and death. Now, life is a gift, and I do want to emphasize that fact. Life is a gift. Adam was fully formed, but he was lifeless until God breathed into him the breath of life. And we understand that there could be no conception in a mother's womb unless God breathed into that conception the breath of life. So Adam was fully formed. He was a physical being, presumably lying there on the ground, everything in order, but he was lifeless until God breathed into him the breath of life. Paul tells us that God gives to all life and breath and all things, Acts 17 and 25. Now, I realize there are those in the world today, especially those that espouse the idea of evolution. They think that we accidentally, as it were, came into being, but that is not the case at all. Paul tells us, and I certainly believe that he was inspired by God in what he said. So Paul tells us that God is the one who gives to all life and breath and all things. It is also true the one who gives life can take it. Yes, the one who gives life can take it. Remember the parable that Jesus gave us in the 12th chapter of the book of Luke about a rich young farmer that went out looking over his fields, and he saw a bountiful crop coming on, and he wondered what he was going to do, and he came to the conclusion that he had time to tear down his small barns and have his men to build larger barns. And then he was going to say to his soul, he had much goods laid up in store for many days, then he was to eat and drink and be merry. But while he was entertaining those thoughts, he heard a voice speaking to him, saying, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So God not only gives life, but God has the power to take life. Now, I'm not saying that in every instance God takes life as he did in this parable in Luke chapter 12. I'm saying that God is the one who gives life, and God has the power to take life. The importance of life. I want to emphasize the thought of the importance of life because it is important. We're not here again by accident. We're here because God created a world, placed man upon it, and he gave us life. So life is precious. It is precious, first of all, because it is a gift. And it is a gift from God. And God never does anything carelessly or indifferently or accidentally. God always has a purpose in what He does. And so, first of all, life is precious because it is a gift from God. It is also precious because it offers us so much. Yes, God, through His creation, through the laws of nature and what He has ordained, He has offered us so much. I know some people live miserable, wretched lives, and it's not really necessary for them to do so. God has given us many, many rich blessings. And so life is precious because it offers us so much. Family, for instance. How beautiful a family is when they love one another, live together happily, and work in the interest of one another. Husbands and wives, children. What a beautiful thing. And this is a part of life. Home and loved ones, friends and neighbors. Jobs, food, clothing. God has made a beautiful world for us to enjoy. And I personally can thank God that He has blessed me to see some of the world that He has made. I have been on 5 continents of our earth, and I have seen many things. Pardon me, but I don't know of any place where there's any more beautiful scenery than we have in our own United States. But there are beautiful things in other parts of the world as well, I know. But God has made a beautiful world for us to enjoy. He has given us richly all things to enjoy, the Bible says. He has just given us guidelines as to how we are to go about enjoying these things that He has blessed us with. And life is precious because it is so short. Think of that. Life is precious because it is so short. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. James 4:14. Even if you live to be 100 years old, and I know a man who celebrated his 100th birthday earlier this year. So, life is precious, but life is also short. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. That's one reason among many that we need to be careful and thoughtful in what we do, because our life is so short. It's soon going to pass away. Yes, we're going to go the way of all flesh, as the Bible says. God has a plan for your life. Have you ever considered that? Yes, God has a plan for your life. God created the earth, as I said, for mankind to live on. He has provided us with all of our needs. God sends the sunshine. He sends the rain. He causes the crops to grow. And He has provided us richly all things to enjoy. But God does have a plan for our life. God formed man from the dust of the earth, as we read in Genesis, and He breathed into man the breath of life, as we mention in regard to Adam, thus making him a living soul. But God had a plan. He had a purpose in doing all this. God has a purpose, a plan, in all that He does. And God has a plan for your life. Yes, God has a plan for your life. If you are living in sin, you are not allowing God to work out His plan for you. And one reason why there is so much misery and heartache and woe in the world today is because people are not allowing God to work out His plan in their lives. But God does have a plan, and it's a beautiful plan, and God's plan will bring you happiness, peace, and joy. I cannot picture God creating a world like this, putting the family of man upon it, to be miserable and wretched and hateful and mean. No, God ordained that we enjoy life, that we love God, that we love one another, and that we be able to enjoy the life that He has blessed us with. God wants you to live a happy life. Sin has brought so much heartache, so much suffering, and so much evil to the family of man. Remember our text today? The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. Yes, that's the enemy. That's the work of Satan. And he has certainly accomplished a lot in that area. But that is not God's plan. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And so God wants you to be happy. He wants you to enjoy life. And again, He has given us guidelines how to go about this. Now, there is another life. So far, we have spoken particularly in reference to our literal life. But there is another life that we need to consider. There is a spirit or soul in each individual. Now, realize there are those who believe that we are physical and only physical. But according to the Scriptures, there is a spirit in man. And death, physical death, comes whenever the spirit leaves the body. Until then, you are alive. So there is a spirit, there is a soul in each individual. And it is God's will that you not only enjoy physical life, but His will is that you enjoy spiritual life. Sin brings death to the soul. Yes, sin brings death to the soul. It separates you from the source of life. Whether a lot of religious people want to believe it or not, sin separates you from God. And it separates you from the source of life. God told Adam, in the day that you eat of the fruit of that tree, you shall die. He did not die physically. He lived on for hundreds of years after that. But he did die that day spiritually. And the spiritual death is indicated by the fact that Adam and Eve tried to hide themselves in the bushes from God. Before this, God had come down and fellowshiped with them in the cool of the evening, and they had enjoyed God's fellowship and presence, and God enjoyed fellowship with them. But after they sinned, their soul had died, and they were separated from God, they did not enjoy God's presence. They endeavored to hide from Him. So sin brings death to the soul. It separates you from the source of life. Again, it prevents God from accomplishing His plan, His purpose in your life. As long as you are living in sin, you are preventing God from accomplishing His purpose in your life. So Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. And the Apostle John tells us in 1 John 5:12, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again, because sin brings death to the soul. And the only way that you will ever have spiritual life again is by being born again, by being regenerated, by being resurrected from the dead state of sin to life in God. So he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now, the love of God was manifest through Jesus Christ. It is manifest through Jesus Christ. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't that wonderful? Romans 5:8. We sin, we die, we're separated from God, but God doesn't write us off. God still loves us, He still cares for us, He's still concerned for us. That's why He gave His only begotten Son, so that we could have life and not perish. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus paid the debt that we could not pay. Yes, there was a great debt to be paid, so great that we could not pay it. The story is told of a missionary in India many years ago trying to convince a man that salvation was a gift, and he thought that he had to earn his favor with God, and he was going to crawl on his knees from one city, New Delhi, I guess, to Bombay, there in India. He was an old man, and he figured he would not be able to make the distance, but he was going to start because he had the idea that you had to work and you had to earn favor with God. The missionary had endeavored to show him and tell him that it was a gift. This man had a son who dived for pearls, and he stayed down searching for pearls one time so long that he injured himself. By the time he got back up, he had injured himself so that he died. And this old gentleman kept this pearl, but when he got ready to start on this journey, crawling on his hands and knees, he wanted to give this pearl to the missionary. He thought a lot of the man, although he could not accept what he said. He wanted to give him this pearl. And the missionary said, "No, no, I cannot accept that as a gift. Let me buy it." And the man insisted on giving it to him. He said, "Don't you understand? This costs my son's life, and I wouldn't sell it for anything, but I want to give it to you." And after the missionary had rejected the gift for a little while to impress the man with the point that he had been endeavoring to make, he said to him, "Well, now that's what I have been trying to tell you. God gave his son so that you could be saved, so that you could have spiritual eternal life. It is so precious that you cannot buy it. Your crawling on your hands and knees will not earn you eternal life. It is so precious that you must accept it as a gift, just like you want me to accept this pearl." And the old man then saw what the missionary had been endeavoring to show him, what he had been endeavoring to tell him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that is true for every one of us. God so loved us. When he said the world, he's talking about the world of people. And he's not talking about just a select few. He's talking about everyone. Everyone is included in God's redemptive plan in and through the death of his Son. And now this is life eternal, Jesus prayed in John 17:3. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The straight and narrow way that Jesus tells us about is the way that leads to eternal life. The broad road leads to destruction, but the straight and narrow way leads to eternal life. And Jesus Christ suffered and bled and died on the cross of Calvary so that each one of us could have eternal life. But now there is something that we must do. It is true that we cannot earn our salvation, we cannot buy it, but there is something we must do. We must repent of and forsake our sins, and we must believe God and his word. We must believe on his Son, and we must receive him as our Savior and Lord. To reject Christ is to reject life. To receive Christ is to receive life. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
From the dust of the earth, my God created man. His breath made man a living soul. For God so loved the world, his likeness, created in his image. For I was born to serve the Lord, and I can't deny him. I'll always walk beside him.
We trust our broadcast has been a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, if you'd like to have information on our coming Bible Land tour, write me. I'll be happy to send it to you. Our mailing address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And now until our next broadcast, may the Lord's blessings abide.
Once like a bird is-